and the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Okay.
Piaggi Hall.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Woot woot.
And what is it?
Emergency Broadcast Super Center Radio for the rest of us. The only low power station in the...
Yes.
Man, I don't know why we're proud of that, being the only low power station.
Well, no, we're the best low power station.
We're also the only.
Is that true? In Virginia, but across
No, in Richmond. I don't know about elsewhere, but in Richmond.
But across the whole country, we are the most powerful, most widely listened to...
Is that a true story?
...low power. That is exactly true.
You didn't make that up. Wow.
I did not make that up.
You learn something every day.
Yes. So that's amazing.
I like that WRAR trivia.
And it's the only place you can listen to the Odyssey Hours.
Yeah. Here. And let me tell you all a secret. Next fun drive, I don't care whether or not you guys give money, but you guys got to come down to the station because it is awesome. Three free meals a day of awesome food from restaurants all over the place.
You got to come quick, though, because it goes quick. I mean.
But yeah, so just remember, like, it's delivered like noon, 5. And I don't know when it's delivered for breakfast.
I mean, also, if you pay in person, you get to pick up an extra CD, I think, right?
Something like that.
Off the free CD wall. So it's like...
Well, actually, it's not something like that. It is like that.
It
is like
that.
I was the station manager. I know exactly what it was like, but...
So it's like, totally, just come on in. See the studio. See what we got going on here. It's like, you know, if you live out of town, sure, have it mailed to you. But if you live in Richmond, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't come down and see us.
Once again, it's the clean hour of the Odyssey Hours.
So that was Elvis Hitler with Hot Rod to Hell. For that, Bottle Up and Go with Until the Day I Die. And Trailer Trash Tracy's with Strangling Good Guys. And Iron and Wine with Free Until They Cut Me Down. Was that last set from me?
Yeah. So I was looking at pictures of dogs and cats in costumes today.
Yeah.
And there are some funny ones, but the best I saw was it was the Headless Horseman.
Oh, I think I've seen that before.
Where they strapped like a headless man with a bridle to the dog's body. It's awesome.
Yeah. That one is pretty cool.
Or a bulldog as a lobster.
Yeah. Or just like a dog as a cat.
Mm-hmm.
That really makes him mad.
Well, anyway, this is the story of Bo Diddley, and I don't want you to miss his biography. So I'll get back to that. Talk to you all later.
See ya.
Good night.
Yeah. Just to hear my little guitar sound. Now some of them said I had what it takes. If I keep on practice, I'd be famous one day. Woo, I'm a man. I'm a killer dealer. Uh-huh. Car drove up with four headlights. Now a man stepped out with a long cigar. He said, "Sign this line, I can make you a star." I said, "So what's in it, man? What's in it for me?" He says, "I play your guitar, son, and wait and see." Here I am. Girls like me. They say it's crazy. Sound nice. My first engagement was in Chicago. before. I played for some people I'd never seen before. It was good too. They like it. Sound nice.
Was not considered to be.
Considered to be fully grown.
Has he not gone beyond the hills? Has he not crossed the seven seas?
Yes, seven seas at least.
Now all them jokers kept around, just like the scarecrows in hometown.
Yes, scarecrows in hometown.
From a screen to screen, them are traveling. But them are wanderlust. History of
Breaking up other names.
history of.
You are still listening to WRIR. That was brand new Gogo Bordello. Well, it's an old song off of Super Taranta, but they just released a live album. Some of them are demos, actually, and not live, but they call it live. And that was from the BBC sessions that they recorded last year. And they're really good versions of a couple of the songs. Before that, band out of France, Les Wampas, with Chose à l'Humide. And then Bo Diddley with The Story of Bo Diddley. It's another brand new band, so got three brand new just released albums coming out in a row. First it's with Gogo Bordello. This is Lulu with Forgive Me. And up next will be The Darlings with Gorilla out of Brooklyn, New York. Good stuff. See y'all.
See this. Remney.
How you doing?
5:30. It is early. We're late. Both for us.
Yes.
As always.
Yeah, what was that?
That was Slanovsky Ball. I can never pronounce these crazy Ruskies names, but Slanovsky Ball with Moscow Fever. Kinks before that with Ape Man. The Kills with I Call It Art, that's a Serge Gainsbourg cover. And the Darlins with Gorilla. And I like the way that they turn the word gorilla into girl love. It's an interesting
that's cool.
Use of the English language.
I can do anything with it these days. Mm-hmm. Last half hour here. This is the end theme of Friday the 13th, 4, I believe. And you've never seen any of those?
No, it's the Nightmare on Elm Street I've never seen. I've seen Friday the 13th, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I used to love Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Those are so good.
I was scared when I was a kid of like Ernest, like Scared Stupid. That movie scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, that movie is pretty scary.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like milk they shoot on it. And I was like, man, I don't want to be turned into like a little tiny piece of wood.
Yeah.
Like, how is that even slightly scary? Like, in what plane of reality would that happen?
I don't know.
It's like a little kid's mind.
It was kind of scary. But yeah, the Nightmare on Elm Street, that was cool because of all the crazy dreams. You should watch one of those because they all have like super crazy deaths because anything can happen in your dreams.
Oh, he murders you while you're sleeping?
Yeah. So you can't go to sleep, but it's tough. And then you eventually like fall asleep and...
You can't just pinch yourself?
Nah.
When he pinches you, that doesn't wake you up?
No, that's why like... You know, you gotta stick together and like try to take naps. And if somebody looks like they're in trouble, you get them up. But it never works out. Everybody ends up dying.
Do they deserve it? Like Friday the 13th, it's like they're in the camp, and so it's like, well, they were fornicating, so they deserve to die. They were smoking pot. They deserve to die.
They kind of deserve to die. I don't know. Not really. The only thing, like those movies, never really scared me, except for this one guy's death. He was dreaming, and then it was like his mother, and she like is like, time to clean your ears, and she pulls out this giant Q-tip and like stabs it in his head, and forever that like freaked me out. And like every time I clean out my ears, I just like get chills. It's really weird.
What a way to go.
Yeah,
assassination by Q-tip.
But yeah, that's Nightmare on Elm Street. This is Friday the 13th. And here is The Extraordinaires with The Monster and the Count. Give us a call at 804-649-9737 here on the Odyssey Hours.
You bastards.
Ourselves a time. They once again. Bones. Light cascading through the windows, all the rainbow's heavy tones. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and set me high. Left that place in ruin, drunk on the spirit and high on fumes. Checked into a red roof and stayed up for several hours and then slept like infants in the burning fuselage of my days. Let my mouth be ever fresh with praise. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and set me high. Each morning new, each day shot through with all the sharp small shards of shrapnel that seemed to burst out of me and you. Head down toward Kansas, we will get there. Frozen air. Lord, send me a mechanic if I'm not beyond repair. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and he will set me
Candy Claws with Lantern Fish, the Mountain Goats before that with Psalm 42, and the Extraordinaires with The Monster and the Count, and this is The Subjects with Winter Vacation.
I'll keep my head above the sand, cause I don't know why I always like your daughters, and that's okay. They always want to hold my hand, and I say, you're never gonna know all the times that they tell me that you don't want to see me in your building elevator. The only thing that matters is the way that I feel in the end, think you know what I'll be doing someday.
I may as well have stayed for the slaughter that I see. And the preacher in his pulpit sermon, go and fight what is right. But he don't have to hear these guns, and I bet he sleeps at night.
Thank you.
That was the Boston Celtics with Send It Out That Way. Before that, from 1969, was Butcher's Tale, Western Front, 1914, and The Subjects with Winter Vacation. Let's see. Got time for two more songs. Hopefully they'll fit in here.
Sorry, it's impressive how many songs that we managed to play with the word zombie in it and didn't play the same songs.
Yes. This is Dead Man's Bone with My Body is a Zombie for You. And up next after this is Daniel Johnston with Ghost of Our Love. That'll be it for the Odyssey Hours. George and Scotty are up next with the Breakfast Blend.
Oh, yeah, and remember.
Yeah, I think they got spooky songs,
Eric
too.
Did indeed do the zombie walk, so go to the YouTube or whatever to look at the pictures and see if you can figure out which one you think Eric is.
Yes, the one that sells it. See you guys.
It's the ghost of our love. sing the songs for. It's a ghost of our love. We really thought he was dead. We just wanted to go to bed. Who's that knocking at the door? It's a ghost of our love. The ghost. The more I try to live a better life, the better my orgasms will be.